This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to amplify what a God-blessed life looks like according to Psalm 1:3. You will be like a fruitful, attractive tree standing tall on the fertile banks of a stream. Reflecting further on this, I was reminded of the mountainous area I grew up in. The Rocky Mountains are high enough to have what is known as a tree line. What this means is that the higher you go up the mountain, the less fertile soil there is. It has eroded from the peaks and washed down into the valleys. Because of this, there are no large trees beyond a certain point. At best, you have shrubs. Now it is exhilarating to be up on the heights. The vast panoramic view is breathtaking. That's probably why we often speak of the desirability of a mountaintop experience. What we need to keep in mind is that the excitement of the mountaintop does not produce growth or fruitfulness. It takes place in the valley experiences of life. The psalmist might have noticed Mount Hermon in the distance to the northeast with its snow-capped peak while standing in the valley where the Jordan River nurtured fruitful, fragrant trees. Comparing in his mind the water of the Jordan River with God's Word, he realized how important it was to hide God's Word in his mind and heart. The more diligent he was in meditating on God's Word day and night, the more he delighted in it. He wanted his life to reflect what he found in God's Word. He wanted to share it with others. And the more he did this, the more fruitful, fragrant, and attractive his life became. Yours will, too. And if you'd like to review this message for further reflection, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.